Hello there. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Recently, I became acquainted with a book, introduced and acquainted with a book by Dr. John Piper. It was entitled, Don't Waste Your Life. That's my topic today. Don't waste your life. Look at your life from the point of view of productivity. Are you wasting it? Insurance companies have a chart that indicates your years of productivity. And over time, people have demonstrated a trend. And currently the trend is that you will remain productive until about age 85. That will either be through employment or through volunteerism or just in your life you'll be a productive person. Now, years ago that productivity chart stopped much quicker, sooner in life. But currently it's about 85. So think of your life as being a life of productivity. And how productive are you? Dr. Piper wrote a book entitled Don't Waste Your Life. And I think it's an important message for all of us, and I'd like to just kind of summarize some of the concepts here that I think are important for all of us to understand and to follow and to utilize in our own life. We want to be productive. We want to make our life worthwhile. We want to make our life a life of enjoyment for ourselves as well as for others. So what are some of the concepts of productivity? Well, first of all, think of your life as being divided into phases or into aspects of your life or times of your life, time frames of your life, seasons of your life, if you will, and live in each phase, live in each quadrant of your life before you're married and before you have children. If you're married, you know, you're going to live differently. You're going to live for yourself. You're going to do a lot of things that you'll be able to do because you're not encumbered with children. You're not encumbered with parents or with other responsibilities. So you can do many things at that point in time in your life. But when children come along, now you have to live according to the needs of your children. You have to put aside your own interests to a large extent and focus on the interests of your children. Later on in life, you can kind of recoup and come back to some of your own interests because your children are gone. They're raised, they're independent, they're on their own. And now you can live a life of based on your own interests and your own desires and what's important to you at this point in time in your life. So you shift your focus of attention at different times in life because of the burdens and responsibilities you have at the time. So live in your season of life. Live in your phase of life. Live in your period of life and live fully in that particular period of life. And then when you are able to move to the next level, enjoy that one as well. So that's number one. Here's another one that you need to really focus on. What is your goal in life? Know it and find it and identify it and claim it and pursue it. See, goals in life are important. Goals keep us productive. They keep us focused. They give us purpose. Goals give us energy. Goals give us enthusiasm. Goals give us motivation. Goals give us incentives to move forward and to look forward and to work for something off into the future. We can put aside some of the things of the day, some of the pleasures of the day, so that we achieve a goal in the future. I've always said it this way. When you have a goal in life, there are certain things that you must do to achieve that goal. But there are also things that you must not do to achieve your goal. And you have to look at both of those aspects. What is it that you should not do and what is it that you should do so that your goal can be achieved? So know what your goal is. Find your goal. Know what it is. And then live your life that is goal-oriented, motivated by the goal in your life, focused by the goal in your life. Okay, here's another one that's important for you to understand too, so you don't waste your life. Work in such a way that you do what you are supposed to do on a daily basis, but do it urgently. Commit yourself to your daily task. Know what your daily responsibilities are. Know what it is you're to do. Know what it is you're not to do. And then work urgently. Work with that sense of urgency. Work with that sense of it's today that is important if our goal is going to be achieved. Today is the day of productivity. Today is the day of advancement. Today is the day of moving forward towards the goal that you have identified and that you're trying to achieve. Think of it this way. Night is coming. Night is coming. But work today because it's light. It's a day of light. And work towards the goal that you have. Get that sense of urgency that is important to you. Here's another one. Do not focus your life in such a way that you are living in a mediocre manner. Mediocrity is not the way to live. You are to live fully. You are to live in great expectation that today will be a productive day, that will be a worthwhile day, will be a positive day, and you will have resolutions that you will achieve and you will accomplish. You see, we don't want to be half-hearted. We don't want to be half-motivated. We don't want to be half-driven. We don't want to work for half of a goal. We want to work for all of our goal. Get that idea of living fully each day. Get out of your life that idea of just being mediocre. Don't be a mediocre student. Don't be a mediocre husband. Don't be a mediocre employee. Don't be a mediocre employer. Don't be a mediocre supervisor. Don't be a mediocre parent. Don't be a mediocre neighbor. Live above the line of a mediocrity, of just being average, just kind of getting by. Live above that and live a life fully so that you enjoy life and other people benefit from your life and from what it is that you do. Here's another point. Keep on. Persist. Pursue your goal. Pursue your objective. Pursue your task for today. Whatever it is that you are to do today, do it. Night is coming. Do it in the day. Because at the nighttime, it's time to sleep. It's time to now move on to the next day and take on the goals and the objectives and the purposes and the responsibilities of the next day. But today, live in such a way that your goal is something that you will work towards and you will achieve eventually. But you're going to persist. You're going to stick with it. It's the Robinson Crusoe example, if you will. Remember, he was the guy that wanted to get to an island 45 miles out, and he had no boat, he had no way to get there. Of course he couldn't swim 45 miles. So what he had to do was to chop down a tree, and he had to find us a large tree, and he chopped and chopped and chopped and chopped. So he stuck with it. He pursued and he persisted. Eventually he felled the tree. Eventually he got the limbs off the tree. Eventually he carved out of that tree a canoe, and eventually he was able to launch. You see, that's the Robinson Crusoe lifestyle. If you want to have something, you want to achieve something, you want to get somewhere, you want to do something, start with today and do the task today, tomorrow, the next day, and so on until you have the necessary way in which you can pursue that goal and obtain that goal as he did his little canoe, cutout canoe. So that's kind of what we want to do in life. We want to make sure that we will persist, that we will stick with it, and we don't give up. Obviously, our goals are not something that we achieve in a matter of 3 months or 6 months or maybe not even 6 years or 9 years. Sometimes goals are lifetime goals. They're things that you don't achieve until you're later in life, but you keep working towards them. You keep working and focused on the goal that you want to achieve. Now, here's another point that maybe is important, you know, to you as well. Focus on your potential. Focus on the abilities that you do have. Focus on the qualities that you do live with and that people admire you for. Develop them. Honor your potential. Fulfill your potential. Know what your potential is. Your future will be great if you not only identify your potential, but you develop your future, your potential, and you live it out on a day-to-day, you know, basis. It's the pursuit of what you can become. It's the pursuit of what you can achieve. It's the pursuit of what is before you that intrigues you and interests you and drives you and motivates you. You have potential. Identify it and let it motivate your life. Let it drive your life, if you will. Okay? So those are some of the features that is important if you're going to live your life and not waste it. So that's the message. Hey, thanks for joining me on the Psychology Report regularly. You know, we are gaining in our audience. We're growing. We're up to about 47,000 hits now in just a little over 2 years on into the third year. So people are listening, more people are listening. Obviously, some people don't listen regularly all the time, but periodically. And that's what I appreciate in the audience. That you periodically you pick it up, and hopefully as the topics are of interest to you and help you and motivate you and help shape your life and help focus your life so that you become a productive individual, a productive parent, a productive employee or employer. You become a productive family member or, you know, whatever. So that's what we're all about. So thanks for joining me, and I look forward to having you again. Thanks. Bye for now.